Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. Today, I'm diving into a topic that's equal parts challenging and liberating. Sometimes you have to do the hard thing to grow. Growth isn't always going to be comfortable, and from time to time, we're going to have to step into situations that stretch us, that really challenge us, and make us uncomfortable. I'm not talking about doing just any hard thing. I'm talking about that aligned action. That means doing the things that might scare you, but ultimately move you closer to the person you're meant to become and the life you truly desire. So let's say you want to be known in your industry. You want to stand up from your competitors and be seen as the expert. Then a juicy opportunity arises. Someone invites you to be a guest on a podcast or to speak at a panel. And initially, you're excited about the idea, but then you've convinced yourself you're actually not ready. What if I say something wrong? I've never done this before. What if I mess it up? So you turn it down. And before you know it, someone else, maybe a competitor, is out there doing the thing you knew you should have done. That hesitation came from fear or ego. If you listened to last week's episode, you'll remember that the goal isn't perfection. It's about showing up as the version of yourself who knows it'll all work out, who takes fear by the hand and does it anyway. Our brains are wired to scan for danger and fixate on negatives. It's a survival instinct. Keeping with the podcast example, we're not running from tigers anymore. We're just having conversations about what we already know and otherwise love to talk about. And you're not alone in feeling fear or imposter syndrome. Many people, even the ones who look super confident, struggle with showing up. So when you're faced with a decision, whether it's to say yes to that podcast appearance, raise your prices, or take accountability for an area of your life that you've been avoiding, ask yourself, is this action aligned with where I want to go? If the answer is yes, then it doesn't matter how hard or uncomfortable it feels, you do it anyway. While you're hesitating, someone else is leveling up. Even if your first attempt isn't perfect, the more you show up for yourself, the more you will grow. And eventually you'll become that person who is confident in whatever it is you're pursuing. But here's the thing, it's not just about taking action on the conscious level, because even if you want something consciously, whether it's to stand out in your field, grow your business, or say yes to that big opportunity, if your subconscious mind isn't on board, you're going to feel stuck. It's like driving a car with one foot on the gas and the other on the brake. You want to move forward, but something deep inside is holding you back. So you have to align your subconscious programming with your conscious desires so you can take aligned action and actually grow into the version of yourself you're striving to be. Okay, so this may have ended up being a little pep talk, but the other thing I wanted to talk about is taking accountability. Growth requires us to look at ourselves honestly with the deepest love and compassion and ask, where am I playing small? Where am I letting fear, doubt, past experiences, or excuses keep me from showing up fully? Accountability isn't about beating yourself up. You shouldn't be judging yourself here. It's about owning your choices and recognizing that you have the power to make new ones. What's one hard thing you've been avoiding that could move you closer to the life or business you want? Maybe it's having a difficult conversation or pitching yourself to a potential client, finally going live with the website, saying yes to an opportunity that scares you. And remember, growth isn't always easy, but it's always worth it. And every time you step out of your comfort zone, you get one step closer to the version of yourself who is already living in ease and abundance. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little extra courage to take their next step. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.